to the Nutramedical Report, and we have the amazing Leo Zagami. His important books, I think, are required reading. If you listen to this program, you must read Leo's books. Leo, I just got an email from Margaret King, one of our nurses in Australia, and she's got an interesting story. I want to pop over on your Skype. But she's talking about the reawakening of a supervolcano in Italy. Do you have any information on that?
Well, there is a volcano, it's called the Marsili volcano, which is deep underwater in front of Sicily. It's been on and off for the last few years, a threat, of course, that is of immense proportions, because it will trigger a situation that will, of course, rise the levels of the waters in Italy, which, as we know, it's a peninsula inside the Mediterranean. And of course, there is another threat that they are talking about also in, for many prophecies, apparently even involving what Nostradamus has wrote, which is the fact that in 2016 they expect the possibility that the Vesuvius will explode again.
Yeah.
So the Marsili one, though, is very dangerous, because this volcano is deep underwater in front of Sicily, as I said, but if it explodes, it will create such a tsunami that it will probably destroy many of the coastal towns in Italy. And it has been reported recently some activities, but many people are even more worried about the Vesuvius, because, as you know, the Vesuvius could create the destruction of a whole city like Naples. So this is what I can tell you about what's happening in regards to these volcanoes. In Europe at the moment we are focusing very much on terrorism. I was in Bucharest last Saturday at this worldwide gathering of Freemasons and of security operators. We talked about the possibility of imminent attacks, and that's what happened in Berlin. There is actually a big problem here, because the guy who operated the attack was raised in Italy. He actually was accused in Italy of... just a second. Just a second.
Yeah, he was accused. We know that he had a number of aliases, too, that he was accused in multiple countries. The thing that I find remarkable about this is the Minority Report issue, which is, why the hell are we not using metadata? This guy should have never been able to be loose under Articles of War, which was what we're at. No Muslim anywhere in the world should go without us tracking their GPS coordinates, their metadata, their social networking, their bank accounts, everything. And that, if we had that blanket thing, we also protected those moderate Muslims who want to turn into more aggressive ones. And we had people that speak Arabic going to these mosques and monitor these imams and arrest the devils and put them in prison. Stop playing around, because if we don't take the pre-crime approach to this, we are going to see terrorism escalate to a level that is going to be mind-boggling.
Well, the problem is that this Berlin terror attack leaves, of course, a big question in the minds of everybody here in Europe regarding the choices that have been, of course, questioned in the past, made by Angela Merkel herself, which has supported very much the immigration, this massive immigration, these refugees from the Middle East. And of course, now I think that this terrorist attack will only facilitate the possibility of the rising of the right wing in Germany, which, I mean, under my point of view, under our point of view, as we are Trumpians, at least I think you,
right. Oh, yeah.
you are also.
Most definitely.
Yes, well, as Trumpians, we see the rise of the center-right in Germany as a positive thing, because Germany has been a very big problem in the European community, because you have to understand that they have been the only country to raise their economy while the rest of Europe is not gaining from this euro, but is actually losing, and it's becoming more and more apparent that Germany is the only one that is raising their economy, while the other ones are, basically going bankrupt, the other countries, including Italy. So I personally think that now the Germans, of course, have always supported Angela Merkel because she has guaranteed stability, she has guaranteed the possibility for the possibility for Germans to have a very rich life on the contrary of the rest of Europe. But now, of course, they have to pay the price, because this price is letting the refugees in, which is something that George Soros, that we know is behind the scenes, has been pushing. For me personally, Angela Merkel...
Oh, we lost our audio connection. Go ahead.
It's one of the worst people we could ever have.
The solution is simple. Like, for example, if somebody's punching you in the nose and you're adept and you can punch them back, why are we letting them continue to punch us in the nose or the face?
Because these people like Angela Merkel are part of the problem. They are.
Yeah, but I don't understand it.
Left-wingers who don't want to realize that letting these people in means jeopardizing the whole of European community and stability.
The first thing I would do is I would take a legal action against Angela Merkel personally and her government, and I would shut them down, number one. And I would make certain that we would get collaboration of the police, that they would not follow orders of Angela Merkel, and we'd have court orders out to do so. Here in America, we have the abominator who's put us at total risk. And one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton lost the election, her attitude was privately, no, we can't vet these people, but publicly, we're going to bring in 550% more. We don't care if it kills America. It's tough on them. Now, here's the facts. I worked taking care of employees at U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, Delta Force, Special Op, NSA, CIA. Okay? And I can tell you that with our metadata, there's no one can squeak sideways on the entire planet. I don't care if you're in Argentina or Soviet Russia or China or wherever. We can know what the hell you're up to. We know your social networking, your transactions, everything. In fact, give you an example. We know to the microsecond when Mr. Vladimir Putin withdraws money from his bank, let's say in Tel Aviv or in Switzerland. We know when someone sells oil to the G20 nations from ISIS. We know when there's a communication on the internet between this gentleman, this monster, that actually was on a watch list in Italy, as you say, in other countries. Why the hell was he walking around free? I can tell you, the problem is the powers that be want this to happen, masters of chaos, and we're too damn passive to put up with this crap. And the fact is that citizens out there need to realize this is not a conspiracy theory anymore. And Angela Merkel uses a cover that her father was a pastor in Eastern Germany and she needs to be nice and kind. She's full of crap. Okay? She's doing this because George Soros and the globalists want to homogenize the population. They want to destroy Christian culture. They want to basically make homogenized trade zones for the globalists. And then their ultimate goal is to create a great war between Islam and the rest of us, so that we will kill each other and massive reduction world population with thermonuclear war. That's their goal. You can see, for example, the Russian Duma even met and actually stated that if Hillary Clinton got in, there was going to be immediately a nuclear war in October 4th to 7th. They did a simulation with 40 million, one quarter of their population citizens, getting ready for nuclear war with the West. So it's our fault for putting up with this crap. Why? Why do we do it?
Well, we do it because there is a plan to destroy the ethnicity of Europeans.
Yeah, but why do we put up with it? Why are Europeans? I see the same thing with Canadians. Yeah. You know that now in Canada you can't say the word he or she. You have to say Z. You have to say Z or you're going to get charged. I spoke in 2000 at It's a New Day Ministry, and Willard Thiessen, who was the head of the ministry, warned me that if I made statements against gays, lesbians, or even issues like abortion, et cetera, or any specific group, I would be arrested on the spot. And I threatened them back. In fact, I had a show across Canada with CTV Radio, and they threatened me, and I threatened them right back. I said, I have a show in America. You try to do it. I'm half a lawyer. I will rip you up one side and down the other. And guess what? They never showed up at our studios in Halifax, Nova Scotia. But they did eventually shut down our show, and they fired my co-host. Let me tell you, the problem with people is they're gutless, backboneless, and they're afraid of consequences. To hell with that. This is war. This is war.
But it is not only a war. It is a plan to destroy the ethnicity of the... because you understand, here in Europe, on the contrary of America, a big threat for globalization, it's the fact that we have our own traditions that are different in each country, even in each town, because we have been here for thousands of years. America is born in 1776, is of course the leading country of the world, but American doesn't have the same roots that we have here in Europe, because here in Europe, for example, here in Italy, if you go from one town to the next one that is 20 kilometers down the road, they even talk differently, they have different food, they have different traditions. This is because up until 150 years ago, Italy was divided in many different states, and even towns that are close to each other were isolated because they were part of different, controlled by different aristocratic families, royal families, close to the Vatican, sometimes opposing the Vatican. So what's happening here is that they want to try to destroy all this, let also inside a lot of refugees, of immigrants, because this destroys the ethnicity, the tradition of Italians, and of course globalizes the country, and the result is that they are then facilitated in promoting their own global plan of making sure that everybody in the world has a McDonald's on the corner, a 7-Eleven, another shop that you can find everywhere. It's you know, they don't want a specific
culture. They don't want a local culture. They don't want a heritage. They don't want something that people are proud of because of connectedness to family or local traditions or recipes or history or anything. They want to disconnect us from history, don't they?
They want to disconnect us from history, and of course, all this is also leading to the fact that ultimately they want to disconnect us from our Christian roots and our heritage that here is
even stronger. Biology. Eventually, with the globalists, like the progressives and the Democratic Party, they don't want wild reproduction. They want it in a laboratory where they can do polar body exclusion of specific genes, believe it or not. And people that want to challenge me, I dare you. I dare you, idiots out there. If you think you can challenge me on the CRISPR-9 protocol and genetic engineering, you're going to lose heart. I don't care if you're triple PhD. You need to understand, we're at the precipice of the end of the human race. That's what we're facing here. It's not just Italian culture or nationalism in Italy and France. We're dealing with a global scheme that's so vile. It goes even beyond infanticide and pedophilia. That's how bad it is. It's literally an omnicide of the human race and everything biologically living on the surface of the earth and in the oceans. That's how crazy this is.
Well, it is very crazy what's happening here also because on the contrary of America, where you actually have, of course, a big problem with immigration control, which Trump will be dealing
That's going to get fixed. I saw the Wisconsin governor, and he challenged on Fox News saying, look, he sent a personal letter to Donald Trump. Donald said, guess what? We're going to give power back to the states to know if somebody's coming, who they're coming, how they were vetted. And I want to run by you my idea of extreme vetting. Number one, you can't vet these people based on their documents, like this guy. He had five or six aliases because they said they weren't legally satisfiable, even though they know this guy had committed crimes in other countries like Italy. He was from Tunisia. Is number one, we genetically vet them with specific genes that are associated with violent behavior. Number two, we put them through a cross-examination, and there are specific drugs that I know that are much better than waterboarding that can get the truth out of anybody. Number three, we make sure that everybody that is Muslim, whether they're monitored or not, is tracked with a GPS tracker that is on them, and that all their fax, phone, email, and transactions are completely tracked, including all their conversations and internet activity. If we have complete metadata access, pre-crime of Muslims will cease on Earth. And if we do see cells that are doing things, we have three ways of taking them out. First, we financially cut off all the transactions, which we shouldn't be buying oil for the G20 nations. Number two, we can take them out from space-based weapons. If we know where there's a building somewhere where there's a nest of these guys, they all can die in an instant without peeling the paint from the walls. And number three, we can start using our advanced hidden technology, including robot drones, etc., to remotely go in and take these maniacs out. And they need to know, as soon as they come up on our radar in terms of the supernet and the metadata that we have, total prescient action we have literally, and I know going through Space Command, and the Matrix, which is what's called the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base. There's nothing on Earth that happens that our AI systems don't know about, including 3COM in China and every dialect of every language on Earth. So this idea that we put up with this stuff is because we want to put up with it. If they implemented my thing with both genetic data, metadata, and tracking data, so nobody that's Muslim, either moderate or not, in America, no imam would ever say a peep word, or they would immediately be arrested under War Powers Acts. And it would put a stop to this immediately. And pre-crime means these people would be jailed and or executed or burnt inside their own skin if they're trying to kill Americans or Europeans or Malaysians or wherever. And they need to know that we're going to go extreme. The problem is Donald Trump will do it, and hopefully he'll have leadership so the Europeans will get with it and become the super state, United States of Europe, have nationalism, but also have a policy to not only protect NATO against terrorism, which Donald Trump pushed, but also an attitude that we're not going to tolerate extreme Islam. It's the greatest danger on the earth right now, is Islam. Not just moderate Islam, all Islam. And Bill Warner, our expert from Tennessee State University, has said that along with General Flynn. If you don't get that, you're going to find out the hard way.
Now, let's go back to Berlin, because it's important to make our listeners in America listen to certain things they might not listen from the American media.
Right.
Because as we know, they are corrupt.
American media is ridiculous, except Fox, a lot of the time, will touch on things, but it tends to overemphasize things that really are not solutions to problems, except when Trump comes forward. Yes. And Trump, by the way, is keeping his cards close to his chest. He said, you know my plan. He's not going to deport every person that's Hispanic in this country illegally, but he is going to get a hold of every criminal. And everybody knows it. The police, the FBI, we got data on these people that's so ridiculous. If you looked at it, you say, you're kidding. This person's walking free after raping, murdering, selling drugs, and we know who they are. What the heck are we doing? Are we crazy?
Well, as I said, let's go. I mean, you're completely right with what you're saying, but let's go back to this terrorist who killed all these people, innocent people in Berlin. Now, this guy, he arrived in Europe, in Sicily, in 2011. What he did in 2011, already when he arrived in Sicily, was quite disturbing, because he set fire to his own immigration center. And after doing that, he was not only tolerated, but he was expelled from Italy and ended up somehow in Germany, where he became radicalized. So this Hamri is Hamri. Not only he was tolerated here in Europe, but he did things already. I mean, he had already done 4 years of prison from 2011 to 2015 in Italy for setting fire to his own immigration center. I think that people like this should be sent back home, not back into Europe, or even given the possibility, I don't know how, to get on a truck and kill many people.
You can't just send them home. You need to send them home in shackles to a prison in their home country. The problem is a lot of these people will bounce right back.
We are in front of something that is outraging everybody here in Europe.
Yeah, but they won't face the music. If they listen to my betting strategy, this will stop it cold. In 2 weeks, if they use the metadata and start attracting these people and tell them we're going to kill you in your skin, no matter where you hide on Earth, including Antarctica, they would, not only would they, if they didn't stop, we would just kill them. And they'd realize after a while, we would just put an end to it. I mean, we would stop their transactions, we'd stop their data transfers, we'd stop their Twitter accounts, we'd stop all their social media, we would shut them down, and we would kill them in their skin.
In a way, Doc, this is positive, because let's see the result of all this. The result is that Merkel is finished, politically speaking.
Oh, yeah.
The AfD leader, which is the national party, the right-wing party in Germany, has declared the Berlin attack as the final straw for really taking on board the responsibility of erasing from the political map Angela Merkel. So the AfD leader, Frauke Petri, will be probably the next prime minister in Germany.
Exactly.
And I think that with Frauke Petri, Le Pen in France, and then we have, of course, England, Theresa May, but then and it will be Johnson. And I hope that soon in Italy somebody else will.
We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Leo, let's talk solutions here. I think that the rise of Donald Trump after Brexit, I think the rise of nationalism in Italy and other nations is going to make a United States Europe, and I think it's going to be good. I think they'll have a national policy of proper, you know.
Well, there has been a very important German economist that just last week has said that Trump would be great for Italian economy, but not so great for German economy. I think that this is very good and positive news because German economy is born out of a constant help that we have all given Germany since they have taken on board after the end of the Cold War, as you remember, right. Eastern Germany. So we have helped them and helped them and helped them, and then they took control of the EU, and the next thing we know, they have made the euro. They control the euro. I mean, the euro is based in Frankfurt. It's not based in any other country.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at the total population of Germany. It's the engine of Europe. But what I understand is that the banks, even in Italy, are leveraged against the German banks. The German banks basically have loaned everybody into the debt monster of the German banks. And the German banks,
they have destroyed also Greece. Let's not forget.
Right. So, and they like it.
I mean, but When it comes to Greece, I don't really blame only Germany, because a country Greece should have the decency to rebel to such thing. You
know? Well, the corrupt Greek politicians voted themselves into office by making dirty deals with the German banks, and the German banks laughed all the way, and then they try to pretend that they're not guilty or cooperating with the catastrophe of Europe because they're sucking all the other European nations dry. That's what's going on, the German banks. And, you know, this is part of the scheme when they originally set up when they set up the European Union. It was they wanted to have Germany as a central pole so they can control through Germany all the other states through banking, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, people say, oh, no, they're not doing it. It's like the Federal Reserve here in America. We now have a 0.25% interest in the Fed. Why are we paying interest to the Fed when it's neither federal nor reserve? It's a European banking structure based in the Netherlands. What the hell's wrong with us? Are we crazy? And why don't we go back to the gold standard and have something like Bretton Woods with fixed exchange rates so nations like China can't figure out with the currency or put barriers up to our products coming into China? Because there's nobody on earth that can innovate better than Americans and Europeans, which is why there's so much industrial espionage to steal technology from Italy and Germany and so on, to take it back to China and then try to pummel a market with massive amounts of inferior product made as knockoffs of advanced technology from, say, Italy and Germany and America. It's just disgusting, and we put up with this crap, and it's our fault. I don't blame the politicians. I blame the average person, and the average person is what voted in Trump. It wasn't, you know, between the strategies of Kushner, his son-in-law, but it's the average person who said, I had enough of this crap. And people in Germany and France have enough of this crap about Muslims. We have the data to track every one of these characters. And I'm not talking about just ones coming from nations that are dangerous. All Muslims need to be tracked everywhere. All. Because the moderate ones put up with the extreme ones and won't turn them in because they're terrorized and afraid that their daughter will be attacked between their home and their school or university or their job. They're afraid that there'll be there's a policy within Islam that you have to tolerate extreme Islam even if you're moderate. And even the ones that do stand out, there were 160 imams in the mosques just in Houston, fired within a month of trying to agree with Donald Trump that we need to have extreme vetting of Muslims. 160 in one city, Houston, a mega city. This is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Islam says 51% of American Muslims born here, 9.7 million, want Sharia law, they need to be deported. If you want Sharia law, go the hell out of here. That's what my feeling is. Get out.
Well, now the next big thing, though, will be this massive development of the nuclear arsenals between Russia and the U.S., with Trump wanting to expanding, Putin also with 41 new nuclear missiles. I think we are going sincerely towards a new, at least, Cold War that...
There's a simple solution to that.
There is a simple solution because General Flynn is somebody...
Let me give you a solution that's actual classified that I'll tell you right now. Sitting beside the four-star general underground on July 10th, 1994, between Putin and Reagan, about U.S. Space Command and, of course, Gorbachev, between Gorbachev and Reagan. Gorbachev freaked when he found out about our U.S. Space Command and all of our advanced space-based weapon systems, Star Wars. And it's simple would be, Lyndon LaRouche talked about this, if we collaborated on space weapon development and protection, no one would use them because they wouldn't work.
Right? You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find and some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Leo, you know, one of the things that I get upset with is lumpers. You know, there's splitters and lumpers. There's two different classes of what I call idiots out there. The splitters try to split hairs and try to say that there's no evidence. Even if it's evidence in a grand jury, we get an indictment. And the lumpers lump everything together. They say, all secret orders are evil. I'm thinking, well, I'm going to tell you, having belonged to Phi Rho Sigma for 40 years, it's not true. And if there weren't secret orders or fighting against the dark orders, like the ones that are satanic, like Podesta and the pedophile rings, and the globalists plan on killing most of us. And to be honest with you, most average citizens think they like to lump. And they also say, well, if you believe that, you're just a conspiracy theorist. And they just walk away completely unaware that the world events are being run by these secret orders, whether they're good or bad. And if it wasn't for someone aware like Donald Trump is a Scottish Rite, high-level, Royal Arch Mason, who's a white knight, and if it wasn't for him in power, believe me, we would be in such deep water, we have no idea. We got no idea because he's aware of what's going on. And he's not afraid to say it. He wears level 3 body armor. He's a personal security force equivalent to special ops. He's not an idiot. And he also was approached by generals to say, you better run for office or America's done. But not just America, the whole world, because I see the rise of an alliance between a nationalized United States of Europe, which won't be just run by bureaucrats, where nations have some independence and sovereignty, and the United States of America that has a real border. And when we have trade agreements, they aren't going to be like NAFTA and these TPP, TTIP. We will actually have increased trade, but it'll be fair trade, where it'll be win-win, especially win-win for America and the West, instead of being screwed by Saudi Arabia that has these moles like Mr. Brennan and Mr. Obama. It's very obvious. These two guys, Obama and Brennan, are right off the top by their pedigree moles, Saudi moles inside our government. Right.
Well, I mean, sure. The Saudi government is one of the sponsors of ISIS. That's why the terrorists have never, and I repeat, never attacked any interest in Saudi Arabia, in Dubai, in any of the Emirate countries.
Israel, because they have co-agents that have certification in both Saudi Arabia and Israel in the Mossad. People don't know that. They don't realize that Israel is deeply in bed with the Saudis.
Well, it's very sad to see that we are dealing with the people who are financing then the Democrat Party, the liberal ideals. When, for example, those Democrats, those liberals who claim to defend the rights of the gays, the right of the blacks, they are hypocrites because
Donald Trump defends them more.
Because the money comes from states who will kill these people, kill homosexuals, persecute the blacks. They will do anything that is wrong because they have no ethics and no morals. But when it comes down to the public opinion, we have to see the Democratic Party as the saviors always, because the media are corrupt. But the media, this corrupt media, are failing to gain. To getting their candidates, like in the case of Hillary, to gain public acceptance any longer, because the internet has changed things around.
Oh yeah, so
the new heroes of the internet. Sure.
Yeah, yesterday I did a video with Jim Fetzer. Within hours, we had almost 300 hits just on that one little video for half an hour.
Absolutely.
People need to understand we have a bigger footprint than one of the major media now. Just this program, the Nutramedical Report, because our feed comes from Republic Broadcasting, but we have our whole separate network, radio, television, video, premium YouTube channel, live stream, full broadcasting, and Vimeo, and we put it on RSS feed in English in every platform, on every RSS feed, in audio and video on the planet right now. And that's only the last few months, and we're exploding information. So when you put out your information in your books, Leo, you've got a fantastic platform to get the word to people. And
yes,
the people, population waking up. The media, to me, are irrelevant. This election was what I call the Japanese ceremony of harikari, where they committed suicide, the regular media, other than Fox News. They have committed geopolitical and informational and journalistic suicide. They're done. They're history. And we're not going to have a wake for them either.
Well, they are still there, though. They are still claiming they are the real media and fake news.
First off, they can claim all they want, but here's Trump. He puts out videos now and completely bypasses the media. He puts out Twitters, and he's now got 17 million. Do you know at the end of the election, he had 9 million listeners or watchers on Twitter? Just since the election day, he has another 8 million people following him on Twitter. So all he has to do is do a Twitter on his phone, and people pay attention. And the news media jumps up and said, oh my, and what are they going to do? And I think when he has his scrums in the so-called media office at the White House, they should exclude all these major media liars and put Fox News and have town halls where someone like you, Leo, can ask a question by Skype from Italy to the president through the media people there. And we actually, because we are the legitimate media, the citizen broadcasters, you, an author and a whistleblower, are a major person that should be able to ask a question directly of the president. That, to me, is where we get direct democracy and we end up with real answers from real people like Trump that aren't going to BS us and treat us like the mushroom media. Keep us in the dark and feed us BS. I mean, it's sickening. And I think that the population, millennials especially, they get it. They don't watch the regular mass media, garbage media. I call it the snooze-tainment. They don't. And the older people are getting it, too. I mean, people think, well, 35 to 65 or whatever. No, we get it really fast, too. We're not stupid. And that's why it's not just in America. Italy, France, all over the world, people have had enough. And that's why even there's three nations I know of have actually banned Islam. Angola, Japan, and there's another nation that actually have banned it completely. You can't be Muslim in those countries, period. You can't have a mosque, period. And that's what needs to happen here. I mean, I talked yesterday to Avi Lipkin from Israel, and he managed to get a ban on minarets. He didn't get a ban on Islam. But they couldn't get up at 4:30 in the morning and do their morning prayers and wake you up with the blaring speakers at 140 decibels, getting out of your deep sleep to say, Allahu Akbar, you better kiss Allah's butt. No, that didn't happen. But they did eventually, the other side, charge him for, I think, 7 or 8 years, and he got it commuted down to a fine. But you know what? People need to stand up despite the consequences, including what you do every week, by coming on this show and doing other programs and writing your books. Because if we don't, it's the end of the human race. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show.
It is the final chapter of a millenary adventure that has brought us to this point of civilization where certain choices have to be made responsibly by each one of us and with awareness. Unfortunately, it's not many people have awareness. They seem to be living in an illusory state where they really don't have knowledge of what's really going on. And they're quite happy with that because that's like going back into the myth of the cave of Plato, and when you really want to bring them out towards the light, most people, they don't want to be brought out towards the realization that they are trapped in an illusory reality. We hope that with my books on CCC Publishing that are coming out finally in America in the last 2 years, and there will be new ones in the new year in 2017, people slightly I hope that slowly wake up to a new reality.
I don't want to make them slow up. Remember, I'm a trauma doctor. I'm a burn doctor. I'm an ICU. I want to slap 4,000 joules of Leo Zagami power on their temples and across their chest. I don't want them to wake up in one little slow. I want them to wake up like, oh my God, I'm dying. Or my family's going to die really soon, or the economy's going to crash, or I'm going to have Muslims move next door. Like in Germany, they're billeting Muslims in your own home. They're telling people in the hotels, we're taking over your hotel because we're going to move in all these hundreds of Muslims.
No, but this is happening. This is happening also in Italy, yeah?
Oh, yeah, in Italy, I'm sure. And you mentioned it. Like, are we crazy? Do you know what would happen if they tried to do that with my home here? Lock and load. Yeah. And I wouldn't just use guns. I'd use all kinds of technology. Some of it very exotic they wouldn't even see coming. And let me tell you, if I see things go over the edge, I'm going to release all this technology because I'm very innovative. Plus, I work with these guys. Some of it is stuff that I learned from Special Op and Delta guys. And let me tell you, you want to take me on? God help you. You'd be better off with the devil after you. Lady, it's not going to be funny. And the problem is people are too damn passive. They're putting up with stuff. And the alternative media, by the way, much of it is a distraction. They put 70 to 90% of truth, and the rest of it spin, and then don't put any kind of bullet points of how to actually fix it. Do you see the alternative media saying what I did in terms of extreme vetting, including genetic testing? No, no. Do you see them understanding that we have metadata on everybody? It's starting to leak out. I mean, this thing about this guy that did this truck attack in Berlin, they've been tracking this guy for months. He's walking around. Are you kidding? If this happened, let's say, give an example. When I was in high school back in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia in the 70s, right, 60s, and someone was plowing around the school, beating up other kids and drinking on the school, the teachers that would be managing him would grab him by the neck, beat him to a pulp, and the police wouldn't be interfering. They'd say, this kid is drunk and disorderly. And he would be slapped in irons in jail. And he wouldn't be getting out. He'd go to detention camp. Why do we put up with this? Because our society has become so politically correct, you can't even wipe its own geopolitical ass. It's ridiculous. It's sickening. And, of course, the left tries to keep pushing this. Oh, you can't do that. You can't persecute. Did you hear about this law in North Carolina, this bathroom law? Now the NAACP...
When I saw this bathroom law on TV, I thought it was a joke. I mean, there's much more serious things about...
They do this as the left, though. This is why Hillary Clinton didn't win. They're more interested in whether or not they had bathrooms. But to be honest with you, you know what Trump's attitude was? Hey, what was his name, the tranny? If you want to come use our bathrooms, just come on, use them. Who cares? It's Who not cares? An issue. You know, and by the way, don't call it marriage. I don't care if gays want to marry. Call it something else. Share your resources, your insurance. Share your property. That's your business. But don't try to tell my kid that at 4 years of age, they can decide to be transgender and get hormone treatments and surgery. Obama put that in. Did you know that? They have to offer it federally here in America. And in Canada, which is so left, you have to refer to someone as Z-E rather than he or she. And at Cambridge University in England. This is a form of mind screwing that has got to stop. Okay? And the Canadians are too damn passive, too. They put up with this crap. I'm telling you, Canadians, stop it.
The Canadians have an idiot as a prime minister.
He's beyond idiot. This guy is a mind-effing, screwing, crazy-ass maniac. Okay? Mm. He's disgusting. And most Canadians are starting to get the idea that this guy, Justin Trudeau, is just a...
I think that Obama should just move to Canada, you know?
No, he plans on causing more trouble. I don't know what position he'll have in some board. Maybe he'll be on the board for George Soros planning more.
I think that it's pretty clear that Obama will probably move on to the United Nations once he's finishing that in the U.S. Because
that's another reason to abolish it. Abolish it and turn it back into a slaughterhouse, which is what the property was originally used for.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the United Nations, though, is a project, as you know, which is part of this New World Order, the place that they even built, the United Nations building, was given by the Rockefeller family. The whole system is corrupt. The United Nations system is corrupt. I talked about it in detail in a chapter of Volume 2 of my Confessions, I invite your listeners to buy. Volume 2 of my Confessions has explanation of why there is also a temple inside there, which is all part of this plan to gather more and more attention towards a one world religion that, as you see, is materializing more and more, and at that point destroying also the basic tenets of Christianity. It's very important for them in order to arrive to this purpose, all religions are mishmashed into one big religion, which is basically a supermarket of faith where you can decide, okay, I want a little bit of Buddha, a little bit of Christ, a little bit of Mohammed, a bit of this, a bit of that.
It's like a sandwich shop where you decide what you want in your sandwich.
Yes. It is materialism brought into religion. And so basically religion is not anymore a spiritual endeavor, a spiritual path, but it's something that is really more to do with your materialistic choices.
It's basically a religion, but it's actually mind control. For example, when the Pope says you can't have a personal relationship with God, what a fool this guy is. I have resuscitated personally at least 5,000 people who have brought back from the dead, okay? A lot more that died, okay? And when I brought them back, many of them had experiences which are supernatural. You can't explain except for the supernatural separation of a living soul from the body. And they have some of them some very pleasant and some very unpleasant experiences. And you have to understand this is very real. It's not imaginary. It's very real. And having gone through that myself, in fact, I remember meeting a cardiologist back at the Foothills Hospital back in 1979, specifically talking about this, having resuscitated thousands and thousands of people. And people need to understand this. So when you have someone who we call de-spiritualizes a religious experience with a higher power of the Creator God, this is very vile. This literally takes a portion of what we are as a being, because the non-physical part of us, our soul, is real. And it exists after. That's what I often say to people. Heaven starts today when you serve God. Hell becomes evident when the body drops away. And, you know, these false groups like Islam is not a religion at all. It's a mind control system. And most of these other religions, including polytheistic garbage like Buddhism, This is all just made to make people feel really good about the fact they have no relationship with their higher self or the creator that created them in the image of the Most High God. It's a lie. And the problem is that even most of the Christian churches have lost their way, and they're off in la-la land. And unfortunately, even when I ask Jews who haven't yet accepted Messiah, including when I mentioned Avi Lipkin yesterday, he says, well, I'll see him when he comes down on the Mount of Olives, and I'll check his hands and his ankles. I mean, you can't have an arrogant attitude toward the fact that someday you're going to die, and maybe sooner than later, and you're going to face this. But the problem is that our world is not prepared for that. It doesn't matter if you live 10 years or 1,000. Our world is not prepared for the fact that the spirit world rules our world. Our world is not ruled by people. It's ruled by spirit entities and things, it says in Ephesians, and higher powers and spiritual places and wickedness in high places. People presume otherwise, which is why secret orders that are doing good, like Donald Trump's, are important. If it wasn't secret orders that actually came against Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler, we would be in a lot of trouble. I mean, there's a movie out series now on Amazon that specifically talks about an alternate universe where Adolf Hitler didn't lose. He won the war. So,
yeah,
people need to get with the program here. Stop trying to pretend that your version of wisdom is true when it's a lie and you know it's suicidal. Suicidal to the spirit of mankind and suicidal to your very soul.
True, true, true. These are very sage words you're giving.
Yeah, and great orders like Donald Trump and the people that are with him are saving our hides.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me. Snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We'll be right back.
can do. And welcome back. And, Neil, I'd like to get some videos this weekend, and perhaps we have some slide set or something like that would be ideal, or pictures that you want to send me. Some of the material you have is so important and so unique. Very few people will go beyond the geopolitical issues to the spiritual and the higher orders of the, I call the astral or spirit plane. Our world is not ruled at our level by just greedy or evil people. It's ruled by astral powers and principalities, just like the Bible says, but people don't take the Bible seriously, do they?
They don't take many things seriously. The Bible is the one, is something that, of course, most people these days think of as something detached from reality. The modern liberal ways have made the modern man believe less and less in the actual truth and prophetic importance of what's written in the Bible.
I would say that the modern self-serving, narcissistic, male or female, it's now up to 34 different so-called sexual orientations, rather than even male or female, is what I call a techno-idiot. So enamored with just the very state of data transfer and technology and the current mundane society, they don't see beyond the physical reality that the physical reality is an illusion of energy and matter. It's created a higher order of energy and order and chaos that is being manipulated at a level that they don't perceive or even want to know about. So the ancient man, the man even of the Middle Ages, knew more than the so-called modern man. The modern man is a techno-moron.
The techno-moron, yeah. That is what I was discussing yesterday with some people in regard to our ex-Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi. People like him are techno-morons, and unfortunately they are part of a generation of techno-morons that don't really have any real understanding of reality, any real understanding of geopolitical matters, and they are more easily manipulated by the banking system, by the military industrial complex, and the people who really pulling the strings.
And also the educational. For example, and I challenge people on the air, and I very rarely get people that will challenge me, but I tell them, put this challenge out again. If you ask me a question, any sphere of influence, physical, geopolitical, metallurgical, biological, I will give you a framework for an answer instantly or an answer on the spot. And I know 10% of the time the ways to produce that, it's by inspiration because we are connected to the Most High God, because we believers are His projection. And we have to understand that we're not just a physical being. We have to understand collectively we have a collective consciousness. We have collective consciousness both for good and evil. And if we don't recognize that, we're going to be victims of it, because the powers of darkness fully know that. That's when we look at the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and so on. They're all wizards. They're manipulating our reality. And we
so let me say happy Christmas to all your listeners. Let me bless America, and I hope to speak to all of you soon.
Absolutely. And listen, Leo, let's see if we can do a quick a video, perhaps over the weekend, perhaps.
Okay, after
the. If not, then maybe on Monday, the day after Christmas. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
We'll do it early enough so it's actually good in Italian time. So bless you, Leo. Again, part one, part two, Confessions with Illuminati, great Christmas present. Order it now, get it delivered. This is essential reading. If you don't know it, you're going to be a victim of not knowing it. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Doug.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers,
have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.